all is a figure of speech. Does it mean fornication is lawful to me? You have to take it in context. You know, he just said in verse 9 and 10 how that, you know, hey, the unrighteous are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. What does that mean? That I can just sin with impunity because everything is lawful to me? Because some people think that because righteousness is imputed, that we can just do whatever we want. I mean, we don't. And when they, what they would say is, well, we don't want to do that. But if we do, it's okay. Or God forgives it, you know. And for the elect, that is true. But one ought to give heed. If that is the state in which you remain, you will not be saved. Because though for a time God may wink at things, eventually he expects, well, not just the expectation, he doesn't just expect me to come along. Eventually his works have to take place. Otherwise, we're just deceiving ourselves. We're using a bunch of loopholes in the Bible to make it seem like we're saved. And we're using these things as cloaks for the evil that we're doing. We're hiding our evil deeds under some doctrine that says, you know, well, the righteousness of God is imputed to me, so he looks at me as righteous even when I do unrighteous things. I'm a sinner saint. You know, when you accept that as an ongoing state of being, you've fallen from grace. That is not the grace of God. The grace of God is not so that you would stop seeking righteousness. It is not so that you would be satisfied in your sins. The grace of God is given that we might be saved. And being saved, he's going to raise up our body. But again, it's also that we should walk as he walked. And we should have righteousness as he had righteousness. We should be sanctified, holy, and pure before him. Now, when he says all things are lawful to him, so what is he saying by this? You know, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. He gives somewhat of a clue. Now, you understand it by the second clause. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. And what he's saying is things that are not otherwise automatically sinful. Let me use several examples. Food. He says that right there. Meat for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Food is not sinful. But if you come under the power of food, where food has this power over you, that it causes you to sin. You know? Because you can sin in meat. It's not about eating pork, but I tell you what, you eat a bunch of bacon, you've sinned. I mean, you overeat stuff yourself, it's sin. So, especially when it has power over you. That's why I knew I had to quit smoking cigarettes, because I was thinking, well, you know, it doesn't cause you to be unsober, right? Cigarettes don't make you, you know, you're not sober, though sometimes the lack of the cigarette makes you behave erratically. You know, so I was like, so what's the justification for quitting smoking? Is it just health? No. I don't think those health reasons. And there's, you know, getting you know, persecuted for the name of Christ isn't exactly good for your health either. Or fasting excessively isn't good for your health, but it can be godly. Excessive fasting. It's good to be, you know, to be taken up in a good thing. You know, but as far as these matters with food and so on and so forth, well, my point about smoking was that a cigarette, the reason I realized it was sinful was because of the way it possessed you. It possessed me. I had to have it. So I was brought under the power of nicotine. In fact, that's almost nicotine. You have an initial buzz the first time you try it in the first few weeks. But eventually you don't get a buzz. You know, you just smoke and you feel normal. And so there's no high effect to it. You're not really, and it doesn't take you out of a sober state of mind. In fact, many people find that they are clear thinking with it. You know, imagine coffee, and coffee is very similar. It's a light stimulant. What's the difference is, like, they bring you under a power. Cigarettes have a power. in anything. I mean, could you use tobacco without sinning? I think absolutely. I can't. I'm sure there are people who can. You know, they don't smoke, but they, you know, maybe have a cigar or something like that. I could do that. I don't feel like tempting myself like that. And since I have no desire to even try that, I wouldn't even bother. Okay? But could someone use tobacco? Yeah, there's no... I think in a single use of tobacco, there's no sin. Why is that sinful? What's sinful about it? I suppose, you know, the getting high and all that. Whatever. It's about having a sober mind, for one. But for two, it's about being brought under the power of things. So the same thing with, like, food. If you brought under the power of food, it's sin to you. You know, sex can have a proper use between a husband and his wife. You know, but like if you obsess about it, that I suppose that could even become sin as well. You know, things, when it has a certain power over you, and a lot of that is, in some cases it can be, you know, you have to judge by the Holy Ghost what is sin and what is not. And as far as there are certain things that you have permission that are lawful. When he says all things, he means it in a figurative sense of all these things that are not, you know, adultery is not lawful. I don't care what he says or how you want to take this in a literal sense. Adultery is not lawful for you. Some people think that's what he's saying. They say that, well, because of Christ's blood, I can do just about anything. But it's not expedient. What's the point of that? No, I could smoke, but it wouldn't be expedient for me to do so. I could drink, and here's another one, alcohol. I could have a drink of alcohol, like a glass of wine with a meal or something like that, right? And not be drunk, not get drunk in the least, and it would not be sin. But I don't do that because it's not expedient because of the way people, because I used to be a big drinker, the way people look at me in judgment. I want them to know I don't drink at all. You know? Though I don't, if I see someone else have it, I'm not going to immediately judge them. Oh, look at them. They're sinners. And if they're a drunkard, if they're behaving in an erratic fashion and you can tell, he's drunk, it's sin. That's what it is. So, though I can drink wine, I can smoke cigarettes. I could smoke a cigarette, you know. But to be a smoker or a drinker, that's not lawful, you know. And that's where it comes when it's not expedient, it becomes sin.